Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, praise the Lord, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church, and a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. Praise the Lord. We pray that you'll come back again and again and again and keep listening. because God has plenty to say, and we know you can't wait to hear it. Amen? We're live on the air every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and whatever time it is, wherever you happen to be. Amen. God bless you. We love you and we love the Lord and we are Bible-based, King James Version, and we thank the Lord for his very presence in our midst because the Bible declares that where two or three of us are gathered together in his name, he is in our midst. Amen. And there's more than two or three. Amen. So we know that he's with us. Praise the Lord. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. And we give you praise. Amen. For those of you who are new to us, we invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And across the banner, you will see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link, and when the page comes up, go to Guest. Click guest, put your name in or your handle in, and sign in. That's it. It's that simple. Amen. For those of you who are on a cellular device, you may use your browser and do the same. And when the page comes up across the top, there'll be three white lines on a black background. Click those three white lines, and it opens up all the other links to you. And you can go right to MIC Radio Chat, too. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we encourage everybody to do so. There's also a link that that most of us have already used at least once that says, Become a Member of Miracle Internet Church. If you have not done so and you feel so led to do so, please click that link and do whatever it asks you to do. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We also have a link that says books and e-books. And under that link, we have over 150 books. Most of them are under $8. And they were written by our founder, the late Dr. Pat Holliday. And we encourage you to read them as the Holy Spirit leads you to them. We also encourage you to visit our archive sermons on a tour by the Holy Spirit. We encourage you to ask him into the archive. I didn't say go browsing because you're nosy. No, I didn't say that. What I said was to ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive and to take you to the sermon he wants you to listen to. That's how you do that. You operate with spiritual things in a spiritual way. You walk with the Holy Spirit because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So that's how you do that. And we encourage you to do that. And I do believe that you'll find many of the answers that you've been looking for in life, things that you've been trying to understand. They're talked about, they're spoken about there, and the Lord will show you what you need to know. There are a lot of people who spend their time amassing large amounts of information. Amen? Just for the sake of having information. But what really matters is the information that you need to live the life that God has called you to live. You really do need. Amen? You need the information that brings you to the point where you live the life that Jesus Christ sent you into the earth to live. There's plenty of information. There's information everywhere. But you need to find out what's needful. Amen? Amen. So we encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, to take you on the website, into the archive, to the place you need to go to. Because God has something to say to you. And he wants something done about what he has to say. So, I would encourage everyone to do so. Because God is busy. He's never quiet and doesn't have anything he wants to say because, you know, he just has something else to do. No, he wants to talk to his people. He's had 400 years of being quiet, and now he's talking again, and he has plenty to say. Amen? So let us be listening and obedient in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, it's important if the Lord's going to talk to you for you to listen. That's right. You can't be talking. You have to be quiet sometimes so you can listen. That's called the conversation. Amen? You remember that song, Let's Have a Little Talk with Jesus? Well, you see, you talk and he talks too. So that means to hear what he has to say, you have to be quiet at some point. It can't be a continual liturgy of I need, and they did, and I want, and I feel. At some point, you got to put a pause on so you can hear what he has to say to you. And that's just real. Just keeping it real, you know? Amen. And so we invite everyone to come out of the make-believe fantasy world and live in the real world with Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus Christ came to earth, he didn't walk around in a daze, in a fantasy, and I sure wish it was like this. No, he didn't do that. He lived in a real world with real Roman soldiers, with real oppression and real poverty. He was not make-believe then, and he's not make-believe now. And neither should we be. Neither should we be. We can't allow our wishes and imaginations and if it could have, would have, should have, know the real world. It may not be as we would desire it, but it's real. It wasn't as Jesus desired it. So his father sent him to come and do something about it. It was real. So we need to come out of that make-believe, wishy-wishy was, even though it really is not, and live in the real world with a real God who has real love, real faith, real truth, and real power for us. Amen? Amen. I'm encouraging everybody to do this because it's needful in our world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for bringing us to attention today. We've come, Father, to praise your holy name and to bless the name of Jesus Christ. We've come to repent of our own sins and shortcomings and iniquities and transgressions and sins we just keep doing over and over and over again. We're repenting, Lord. Help us to forsake our sins as well. Help us to walk in the truth that you're giving us and teaching us. We thank you for your word. Your word is true. Help us to come clean with you, Lord. Help us to come clean with you. Sometimes we've lived in compromise with ourselves for so long that it's difficult to come clean. But, Lord, your blood is ready and available, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for helping us where we are weak, for making us to be strong where we've fallen apart before. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. The Bible says, Father, that there's no peace to the wicked, that the wicked have turmoil all the time, especially inside themselves. But you tell us, Lord, to allow your peace to rule in our heart. We have to let this happen. You're not going to shove it down our throats. We have to make room for your peace. And so, Father, that means that something else has got to leave. If we're making room for your peace in our hearts and in our minds, a lot of confusion has got to leave. A lot of unbelief has got to leave. A lot of fear has got to leave. a lot of sin has got to leave. So, Lord, help us. Help us. We're working at it, but we need your help. We need your strength. We need your love, Lord. So, Father, you tell us to seek peace and pursue it. We're doing that, Lord. We've come here tonight to seek your peace and to pursue it. You even tell us, Lord, that when our ways please you, you can even make our enemies peace with us. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. We're not supposed to allow Satan to steal this from us, Lord. Yes, he's a thief, but we're not supposed to allow him to rob our house. So we ask forgiveness, Father, for every time we open the door and let him do just that. That was us, Lord. It was our fault. And we admit it and confess it before you. And you tell us when we confess our faults and our sins that you are just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We need your peace. We need you, the Lord our God, our peace. Because everywhere there's trouble. There's trouble next door. There's trouble down the street. There's trouble around the corner. There's trouble in the next block. And there's trouble all around the world. It's hard to find a place now, Lord, where there isn't trouble. So we can't depend on the world to provide us with any level of peace. All the peace we're going to find, Lord, is going to be you. So we cease to look for it everywhere else. We're not going to go to our activities or to our relationships and demand to have peace. Oh, we're going to have peace, sure. Long as you have humans that are failing humans, there's going to be drama. But in you, Lord, we can have peace. We can have total and complete peace because you are our peace. So we honor the Lord our God who is our peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you came to bring peace between the Father and us. We are most grateful and appreciative for your sacrifice. And we declare every time we take Holy Communion that this is so. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion and power from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus over the spirit of fear. We bind that strong man in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind fears and phobias and heart attacks and faithlessness and lack of trust and fear of death and faint-heartedness and giving up and anxiety and stress and the fear of man and nightmares and terrors. And the fear of man and torments and horrors, all kinds of fears. We bind that spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it with eternal chains unto darkness. And we loose over everyone, Lord, the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord. We know that you love us. We know. Sit in your love for some time now. And it's real. It's real. Yes, it's real. It's really real. And we know it, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, maneuvers, tactics, timings, devices, plans, orders, demonic assignments, satanic agendas against the righteous. We bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ, and we come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom right now in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. Yes, Lord, even doors that we opened ourselves in negligence, in rebellion, and just downright, I'm not paying attention to this right now. I have something else to do. And we opened the door. Father, forgive us. It was our fault. And we repent, and we close the door now in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the source of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them forevermore. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, peepers, whispers, all familiar demons, all electronic technology, digital demons. We bind you and your attacks in Jesus' name. We bind Leviathan and all of his attacks, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery spirits, womanizing spirits, seducing spirits, whoredom spirits, drone spirits, the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils. We bind all of their attacks right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid them to use their attacks against us. We bind the Havana syndrome and the brain changes that are caused. We bind all the injuries that come with it, and we bind all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, pulse weapons, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, microwave attacks, 5G and all their components. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We raise the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we do. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, and we give you praise for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire around us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for your warring, linking angels surrounding us and your praising angels over us. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your love surrounds us and the devil can do us no harm. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices on the heads of the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, Chaldean, Egyptian, Santeria, Buddhist, black magic, and white magic. Every form of wickedness is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word gives us hope, and you release your power to us in Jesus' name. We bind the work of every druid. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind every Morgellons attacks, all goo, all shards, and we return the every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which shapeshift, and every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the world, in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we chain him with eternal chains under darkness, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind formations of all bullflies and demonic insects. Isn't that interesting, Lord? We bind the spiders and their webs and the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts logic, science, demonic knowledge, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We pull you down in the name of Jesus. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, every spirit of infirmity, spirits of supplanting. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, and all demons sent forth to sabotage, spy, destroy, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, intimidate, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, despise, undermine, corrupt, defile, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the fool's anger in the name of Jesus, and we bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending, the New Age movement and the New World Order, spirits and works of the oppressors. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the unrighteous use of the imagination in the name of Jesus Christ. And we close that door with the blood of Jesus. We bind all Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, all Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of mayhem, chaos, and destruction, depression, oppression, anarchy, defilement by wizards, demonic meditation, spirit guides, psychic healing, astral travel, poltergeist, haunting, reincarnation, out-of-body experiences, bio-PK, telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, and premonition. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind anarchy and the king of pride and his entire kingdom. We chain you all with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind those devils. We forbid them to run our lives in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, and Baal. We bind Mammon and Atlas and Apollyon and Zeus and Neptune and Baphomet and his 72, Moloch, Basilic, and Python. We bind you and chain you all with eternal chains under darkness. In the name of Jesus, we undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, triggers, codes, tumors, and all, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and its meaning in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the prayers of the Demolay in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind every tradition and every custom that is rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. Why? Because they are sin. That's why. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we renounce and denounce Halloween. Why? Because it's sin. It's rooted in sin. Amen? Praise the Lord. It's rooted in sin. That's why. There. That's simple enough to understand. Amen. And we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassment, fear, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, and we bind the spirit of slumber. Father, we thank you that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Amen. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians. For though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We pull out every voodoo pen, spear, needle, pen, all fiery dart in Jesus' name. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you to continue. We take authority, dominion, and power over every dream in the day or in the night, and over all the demons that bring dreams in Jesus' name. We bind all of you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we call for the fire of God to consume you. We bind the demons of the night, nightmares, sex dreams, bad dreams, anything or anyone trying to get into our dreams or feed us in our dreams. And we command them to stay away. Since they like the dream so well, let it be theirs, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for giant warrior angels to protect us even as we sleep and to protect us through the night and day. We thank you for that fiery wall of protection that you have around us and for the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for peace in our minds and peace in our hearts in the name of Jesus. We disconnect ourselves from and cut ourselves free from ley lines, silver cords, ungodly soul ties, leagues, pacts, vows, attachments, agreements, oaths, garlands, and every connection and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We throw down and tear down walls of protection around shamans, wizards, witches, warlocks, Satanists, and sorcerers. And we break the power in the name of Jesus Christ over spells, hexes, curses, vexes, fetishes, psychic warfare, witchcraft, charms, voodoo, magic, torment, destruction, sickness, incense and candle burning, incantations, crystals, root work, and chantings, tribal rituals, and sins in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you praise for the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind every devil attacking our computers or our cell phones, trying to come through to attack us in Jesus' name. We bind Bozy in the name of Jesus, and you shall not interfere with what the Lord is doing tonight, nor at any other time in the name of Jesus Christ. We send your interference right back to you. It's yours to keep in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Psalm 91. We release Psalm 91 and all of its provisions and promises over your people now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I've been having some interesting times with the Lord lately. Not that they aren't all interesting, but some of them are particularly interesting. And I want to encourage you to read that book about, where'd that go? About trying the Spirit. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was our featured ebook for that broadcast. And saints, it's some spirits going around that initially they sound like God, but it's not God. I'm just going to tell you that's just what I've discovered before, and it was reemphasized today. So I'm going to encourage you yet again to test the spirits to see if they be of God. Remember that time that Peter was listening. This is one time Peter was listening. And Jesus asked the question, who do you say that I am? And Peter heard from the throne of God and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, wasn't that wonderful? Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. And then he heard from Jesus. And Jesus said to him, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Okay? So he's heard from the Godhead, right? Right. And then Jesus begins to tell about how he's going to go to the cross and so on and so forth. And the next spirit he heard from was not the Father nor the Son. No, it was the devil. All right? So see, there was nothing wrong with Peter's hearing or his ability to hear. He could hear just fine. He just had to discern who was speaking. It wasn't hard when it came to Jesus because Jesus was standing right there in the flesh. It wasn't hard when he heard from the Father because Jesus clarified to him who he'd heard from. But the next time he heard from the devil. So you see, saints, you got to be careful. You've got to be very careful. It's very important to know who's speaking to you. Amen? So I want to encourage you to go back and read that book again. And for those of you who have never read it, it's time. Yes, it is. It's time. It's your time now. Praise the Lord. So our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 40. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4. And our featured e-book is Curses to Blessings Deliverance Bible Study, Volume 1. So, there's plenty to dive into, and God has plenty to say. Amen? God has plenty to say. Praise the Lord. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Press 1. Amen? So tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us about something very important. And Brother Bill, if you will post the fast in the chat room, those that missed it before will have an opportunity to see it again, please, sir. Thank you very kindly. So tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us about be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace? Yes. Be at peace. That's right. Be at peace. Amen. Amen. Now, that's basic information for the fast that he's posted. Any additional information will come probably on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin tonight in Luke, the 21st chapter. And we're going to go to verse 9, and then we're going to move around a little bit. So be flexible. Amen. Be flexible. Luke chapter 21, verse 9. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. Direct instructions from Jesus. Be not terrified. When there are bombings and explosions and threats of all kinds. Be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Verse 11, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places. That's right. And famine and pestilences. We've got one of those going on now. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Mm-hmm. Verse 17. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And he does mean hated. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart, thank you, Lord Jesus. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Why? Because of fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Those are the words of our Savior to us. He's telling us that all kinds of things are going to happen, that all kinds of things are going to be shaken up, all kinds of situations that could be distressful to everyone are going to happen. They're not going to just not go away. No. They're going to happen. But we're not to be terrified. We're not called to walk in terror. We're called to be at peace. Amen? People's hearts are going to fail them for fear. They're going to lose courage. They're going to quit. They're going to be disheartened. People are even going to have heart attacks and die because of fear. But we're not to be terrified. In our patience, we're supposed to possess our soul. We're supposed to take authority. We're supposed to take, he's given us the power to do that. We're supposed to do it. Amen? We're supposed to do it. We're called to do it. We are called to be at peace. So, the Lord would have us to know that fear is an apprehension or dread of impending trouble or danger or peril, and it carries a sense of being trapped. Think about it. When fear really comes along, it gives the impression that there's no way out, doesn't it? It causes much concern about what if or what will happen if or what if this doesn't happen or what are we going to do if nothing happens. Feeling of uneasiness, anxiety, or agitation caused by what is believed to be danger, evil, or pain. You see, what you believe has a lot to do with what you experience. Many feel afraid and dread possible events or outcomes. They're feeling something. timidity, panic, dread, terror, and fright are all in this together. And we see them in operation every single day. They often lead to irrational and aimless action. Cowardly fear is not being able to face problem, but instead running from it. Mm-hmm. Now, where in Scripture do you see the Lord telling you to run from the problem and not run to him? You see, if you're going to run, go the right direction. Run to the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. If you're going to run to Jesus. Run to your Father. Run to the Word. Don't just be running because you're scared. This results from a lack of discipline and maturity. This opens the door to doubt and hinders the flow of God's power. There are phobias which are based on lies. This is a satanic attack. We should not live in the world of maybe, but instead in the real world. You see, one of the problems people have with fear is they live in an imaginary world. And in the imaginary world, all kinds of things could happen. This could happen and that could happen and this, and they just keep going and keep going and keep going. They come up with all kinds of possibilities. That doesn't mean any of those things are actually going to take place, but they're coming up with possibilities left and right. It could be like this, and this could happen. And they build themselves this tower of dread, and they become entrapped in it. I just know it's going to be like this. You don't. Nobody knows the future but God. And unless he tells you, you don't know either. So do not spend your time building walls of imaginary protection for yourself or for others. I see my child doing such and such, and I just know they're going to ruin their life just like I ruined mine. Well, guess what? God could intervene and stop all of that. It doesn't have to be what you're dreading. You know, but God. Amen? But God. You see, fear is the strong man that's pushing this pandemic along. And the more open you are to this strong man, the better chances you have of being attacked by it. But you see, for months and months and months, God has been giving us a strong dose of fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because he knew what was coming. Some of us heeded him, some of us didn't, some of us half did and half didn't. But you see, it's crucial to our existence and our quality of life if we obey the Lord and if we obey him in a timely fashion. It's important. It's not something you can put at the bottom of your list of things to do. No, it's important. And we need to remember this. We need to remember this. Jesus Christ is not in fear. And those who are in Christ Jesus are commanded not to fear. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. And that means we're supposed to do it, right? Right. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, to Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. But that wasn't all he said. He said, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. Fear not. Why? Because I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. Don't be afraid. You see? God speaks to people, and he tells them not to do it. And God is consistent with this. Yes, he is. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 17, Genesis chapter 21, verse 17, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. Fear not. So Hagar heard about it too. She was tempted to be in absolute fear. She was out there needing basic supplies for living. She was, in a very real sense, abandoned. And the Lord told her not to fear. A single mom out there in the wilderness. And God said, don't fear. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 24. Genesis chapter 26, verse 24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. He was talking to Isaac. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee. Supply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. He said the same message to him. Fear not, for I'm with you. You're not alone. I'm right here. I'm right here with you. In Genesis 46, verse 2, in fact, I think there was a little bit more to that. He spoke again. Let's go there. Genesis 46. I just feel like going straight there. Genesis 46. Because I want you to understand that God didn't just start saying, don't be afraid. No, he's been saying it the whole time. He's been saying it the whole time. Here it is. Genesis 46, beginning with verse 2. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night. I wonder why he had to wait till Israel was asleep to talk to him. Maybe because Israel was too busy while he was away. And said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt. There. Wherever he had to go, God was going to go with him. So there's no reason for him to be in fear. And if there's no reason for him to be in fear, there's no reason for us to be in fear either. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 34, Numbers chapter 21, verse 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people, and his land. And thou shalt do to him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites. Well, Moses had to go out to war. And God said, don't be afraid. I've already delivered him into his hand and all his people and all of his land too. And you're going to do to him the same thing you did to the other one. When there was a confrontation, God saying, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I've put this in your hands. I've already done that. Don't be afraid. In Joshua chapter 8, verse 1, Joshua chapter 8, verse 1, the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. There. No matter what the confrontation, God says, fear not. No matter what the situation, God says, fear not. Why? Because he's with us. He's with us, and he's with us in the circumstances. And he wants us to know that we know that we know that we know this. We shouldn't be wondering. We ought to know. Joshua chapter 10, verse 8. Joshua chapter 10, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. The deliverer has spoken. Will you believe him? Amen. Will you believe him? God is still saying, fear not. In Judges chapter 6, Judges chapter 6, beginning with verse 8, the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God, fear not. Fear not. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Amen? It's important to obey God's voice. It's very important to obey his voice. Verse 23, Judges chapter 6, beginning with verse 23. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not. Thou shalt not die. Peace be unto thee. Fear not. Thou shalt not die. You see, fear is a very dangerous strong man of the demonic realm. He causes lots and lots of problems. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, we just looked at it, men's hearts will be failing them for fear. You know, I find it interesting, it's not women's hearts particularly, but men's hearts. Men are supposed to be brave and courageous. That's expected of them. But their hearts are going to fail them for fear. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. The Lord says, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Turn yourselves and live ye. So we've just read that people's hearts are going to fail them. Your heart fails, that's the end of that. Your heart just shuts down and never starts back up, that's the end, dear. Due to fear. But God says he doesn't have any pleasure in that. That doesn't please him. He's telling us to turn around so that we can live. Walk away from your fear. Come away from your fear. Leave that thing alone. Have nothing more to do with it. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people, God's not talking about some other people, his people. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Remember that scripture in the Gospels where Jesus told them that they didn't know the word of God nor the power of God? He says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. You see, there's times in our lives where God has released a certain amount of knowledge to us to help us in our situation. He has supplied that grace. But sometimes our minds are so thick that we reject the knowledge when it comes. That's not a good thing. Sometimes we're being stubborn. Sometimes we're being prideful. Sometimes we just have a bad attitude, you know. But until you ask the Lord, until you test the Spirit, you won't know if that's God talking to you or not. You need to find out. It's important. It's very, very important. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh. A sound heart, not one that's overcome with fear, but a sound heart is the life of the flesh. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A broken spirit drieth the bones. Well, you know, in your bones is where you begin to produce red blood cells. A broken spirit will have a detrimental effect on the proper production of red blood cells and other things that come from the bone marrow. You never thought of it that way, had you? But that's what the word said. Fear can cause a compromised immune system. It's the system that causes your body to fight off disease. But if it's compromised, it's become extremely weak. And thereby, you're open to disease and infection and infirmity. You see, it causes an open door to infirmity, to all kinds of illnesses, and to all kinds of diseases. Fear can move you into unbelief. It can do that. It's very dangerous, very dangerous. You see, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the Lord plainly tells us that we're to think seriously because God has given to every man, to every person, the measure of faith to believe him. That's right. He's given that to every person, the measure of faith to believe him. But when we allow fear to operate in our lives, knowingly or undetected, we are in sin. And we are in disobedience. And we are walking in rebellion. You didn't think about it that way, did you? But it's so. Fear is extremely dangerous. And no matter what fear it is, you think, oh, well, I'm just afraid of cockroaches, and it can't be that bad. Well, it's fear. Well, I'm just afraid of going across bridges. It's still fear. I'll just stay on this side, and I won't ride over a bridge, and I'll be fine. No, you won't. You still have fear. Fear is fear. Fear of what? Well, that's up to your circumstances, but it's all fear. And when fear is present, it's an open door for the wicked one to work wickedness against you. So you see, God is coming back with this admonition, with this strong word to get rid of the fear. You see, fear is a form of weakness. Faith is where you'll find strength. Well, I'm just afraid of wasps. And as long as I kill all the wasp nests, I don't have anything to be afraid of. Well, if there are wasps everywhere, you don't have anything to be afraid of, because he's given us dominion over what he made. Didn't he? He did that back in Genesis. So, what are you afraid of? Why are you so fearful? Why? It's hard to find a person that doesn't have any fear in their life at all about any single thing. No matter how many times God has placed it in the scripture, and it's in there a lot, still have fear. Remember that time we were talking about overcoming? We have to overcome. The overcomer lives in us. He has already defeated Satan, and he has already died for every single sin. Every single sin. So, saints, it's our turn now. It's our turn. We have to do something about our fears. We can't just sit there going, well, I've got it, but I'm not going to really pay attention to that right now. I have 10 other things I need to do. No. No, no. We have to do something about it. We have to do something about it. We can't just put it off. It's not something we can put off. It's something we have to do something about. And it's important what we do about it. It's important to us, and it's important to God, and it's going to become important to others. It's very important. In Amos 3:3, the Bible says that two can walk together except they be agreed. So if there's no, since there's no fear in Jesus Christ and there's fear in us, That means we're out of faith. So how are we to walk with the Lord except we leave fear and move into faith? It causes us to be out of agreement with Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jesus Christ is to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So thereby, we are forsaking or turning our backs on, when we walk in fear, we're turning our backs on wisdom, on right standing before the Father, on being set apart as God's own. You know, we receive the spirit of adoption from him, saint. And we are rejecting the redemption that Jesus' blood has purchased for us. This is a serious matter. You see, when we reject wisdom, there's nothing left but foolishness. God takes no pleasure in a fool. If we reject the righteous position, the right standing that Jesus gave us, where can we go? The Bible says that the righteous are scarcely saved. Where can the sinner go? We can't afford to throw away our position before the Father. We need it. So, think about that. Think about what that really does mean. What it really means. Fear. Even generational fear. And there's plenty of that to go around. You know, without having to think very much, if there was fear in your family line, on either side or both sides, you already know. But you see, you have to deal with it that way. You have to deal with it spiritually that way. That's right. Fear can provide the superhighway for curses to follow our lives and the lives of our children. Think about that. A superhighway for curses to follow you and your posterity for generation after generation after generation. That's a serious thing. It's already happened to many of us. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down yourself to them. No, don't bow down to fear. The Lord says that he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. This is going to keep rolling. Somebody stop and says no further. Somebody has to do that. Somebody has to be bold. Somebody has to be courageous. Somebody has got to be filled with the word and faith. Somebody must do that. I pray that it's you. I pray that it is you. You see, saints, it matters how we respond to the word of God. it really does matter. In Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2, Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2, the Bible tells us, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. You see, fear can become a superhighway curses to follow you. And even after you've decided you're not going to participate in the sin that brings it, it's still going to try to track you down. Why? Because the generations gave it a thoroughfare to come to you. Think about it. When Jesus died on the cross, he became a curse for us. It's nice to read it, but you've got to activate that in your life. Yes, you must do so. Amen? Amen. Furthermore, the Bible tells us in a couple of pages over in Proverbs 29, verse 25, Proverbs 29, verse 25, that the fear of man brings a snare. It brings a trap. It's a definite trap. Some of you have experienced this, and it has just about completely ruined your life. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. So there you have it. You're either going to be afraid of what man can do to you, or you're going to put your trust in the Lord completely and be saved. You can't have both. It's one or the other. You have to choose. You have to choose. It can even bring bondage. Fear can have you in complete bondage. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, it talks about persons who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Well, you see that happening now. People are running around doing something that they haven't thought out completely or researched completely because the fear of death came looming at them, and mainly through the news media. And every day on the news, that's all you can hear. How many died? How many died? How many died? How many died? Never telling you. How many lived? How many lived? No, it's how many died. That should have clued you right in that something was very wrong and that you were not hearing the truth. Amen. It's so. It is so. Fear will afflict us with weakness. In Jeremiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 24, our hands are wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain, as of a woman in travail. That's some serious pain. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. Well, isn't that about where people are now? Don't go outside and live like a bandit when you do. Go out looking like a bandit, or else stay inside. That's right. Fear will cause us to shrink back from a God called battle. It will cause us to be immobile and shrink back from a battle that God has called. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 11, Joshua chapter 2, verse 11, the people said, as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. In chapter 5, Joshua chapter 5, verse 1, Joshua chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we were passed over, that their heart melted. There it is, their hearts failed them for fear, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Saints, this is serious. This is deadly. I don't think I can impress it upon you enough how serious and how deadly this demon can be. And we should not take its presence lightly. Fear will stop your witness, and it can hinder you from standing up for your conviction. Think about it. Fear will stop your witness, if it can, and it can hinder you from standing up from your conviction. In Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 69, Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 69, we have this situation with Peter. Now, remember, Peter had heard from heaven and got a revelation. And Jesus told him that he had heard from the Father. And he'd heard from Jesus. And then he heard from the devil. Remember, this is Peter now. This is Peter who actually walked on water. Many a little boy has tried to do that and failed. But Peter was successful. So here he is now. Jesus has been arrested, and we see Peter again. Verse 69, Matthew chapter 26, verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Okay, so he lied. Fear can lead you to lie. It's dangerous. Now, we know that lies come from Satan. Fear can lead you into a lie. Verse 71. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him. Now, this is the maid. Another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Now, saints, That's lie number two. Verse 73. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. Lie number three. But this is the same one that says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Saints, fear is dangerous. Fear is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. In the Gospel of John, a few pages over, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning with verse 42. Verse 42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. You know, there was a time, I hope that this has stopped, but there was a time that when people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they were in a group that did not appreciate the gift of God, that they got put out of the church because they started speaking in tongues. Yes, it is the truth. It is so. They got ostracized and eventually run out of the church because of the grace of God in someone's life. It's very dangerous what fear does. It's very, very dangerous. In John chapter 19, beginning with verse 12, we see the following. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? And the chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. But you see, Pilate was afraid of the Jews. Pilate was afraid of the Jews. And he was afraid of their false accusation. He couldn't find anything on Jesus to give him grounds to sit down in the judgment seat. But his fear of the Jews and his fears of their false accusations and their uprisings caused him to move that way. The devil will use fear in you to do some of the most awful, dreaded things. Fear can cause you to disobey and rebel against God. Yes, it can. 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, beginning with verse 18. 1 Samuel chapter 15, beginning with verse 18. And the prophet came to talk to King Saul. And he said, "The Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed." In other words, kill all those people. I'm sending you to kill them. I made them. I want them killed. Get over there and do it. "Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? What's with you?" And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Well, if you utterly destroyed the Amalekites, how is it that the king is still alive? "But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." Well, aren't you the leader of the people? "And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Well, Lord, I pay my tithes and I give offerings, but do you obey? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Do you know that people have told me all about their good deeds and about their almsgiving and what they do to help this little old lady and help this situation and that, but still they have a humongous area in their lives where they live in sexual sin. And for some reason, they think that their good deed doing is going to erase the sin that they're continually living in and committing. The Bible does not agree with that. Fear is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." Jesus is saying it's the same sin to him. "Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord." Verse 24, "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." I tell you, saints, this is serious. Once fear gets a stronghold in your life, you become gripped by fear. It will overtake your life. 3 verse 5. Psalm 53 verse 5. "There were they in great fear where no fear was." There were they in great fear where no fear was. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job chapter 3, verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Fear can cause very, very serious problems in the lives of others as well. Not just your life, other people's lives. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Remember the fear that the spies walked in? Even though they went into the promised land, they saw the land flowing with milk and honey and all of this and all of that and all of the other. Oh, but the giants are in the land. The giant, and we are grasshoppers in their sight and in our... Wait a minute. God never told them they were grasshoppers. And he didn't tell them that they couldn't overcome the giant. They'd already overcome a lot. And God did the overcoming for them. And yes, it was as God promised. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. They even brought evidence out to prove that what God said was so. But oh, the giants, and we're grasshoppers. The giants, the giants, the giants. Well, saint, you're either going to cut off your giant's head or you're going to end up acting like they did. You have to choose. Amen. Everybody's got to choose. The Lord will not allow for us using fear as the cause for not taking a stand for him before the world. Let me give that to you again. The Lord will not allow for us to use fear as the call for not taking a stand for him before the world. He says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus is very serious about this. And he means what he said. Our loving God calls us to be at peace and to live our lives free without the torments of fear. That's right. Psalm 23, verse 4. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a shadow there, and his name's Death. I will fear no evil. Why not? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even though I might be facing death, I'm not going to be afraid because you're with me, and you bring comfort to me. Psalm 31, beginning with verse 13. Psalm 31, beginning with verse 13. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. Trusted in thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my God. Think. Folks are gathered around you in the hospital, and they all come in that room with fear on their faces. And they're up there discussing your life like you weren't even there, like you don't hear them and you don't know what they're saying. And they've come up with this plan called the protocol. And what it's going to do is if you let them run that plan, it's going to take your life right out of here. They want you to sign some waiver to get them off the hook legally. And they want to do this, and they want to do that, and they want to do this, and they want to do that. And then they wait till your loved one leaves to go get something to eat to try to sneak it in there, you know, like you gave your consent to something that you never gave it to. Mm-hmm. It's happening. In real life, it's happening. But you need to trust the Lord. And you need to follow the unction of the Holy Ghost. You need to do what God tells you to do. He's the Lord your God who heals you anyway. They're not the healer. He is. And it is so. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. To learn to trust in the Lord. We must learn to trust in the Lord. We just must learn it. There's no way around it. We must learn to believe God's word to us. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, and remember we talked about that word, listening with the intent to obey. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Amen. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandment, God is saying. Then had thy peace been as a river, flowing free, unhindered. You see, obedience counts, saint. It counts. It's the truth. As God told the children of Israel, he is with us and he will not fail us. No, never. That's what he said. And Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 29. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, He's ahead of you. You're following him. He shall fight for you. So what's the problem? If God, who can stand against the king? Who? Same book of the Bible, chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 20, beginning with verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 20, beginning with verse 3. You know he is still Almighty God. So who is it that can topple him? Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemy. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. God's never lost a battle. He is the God who subdues all things unto himself. He's almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake. He won't turn and run. He won't fail you. I wish everyone believed that. It is my desire for all of us to believe that. Maybe together one day we'll get there. I believe that we can. I believe that we can. Saints, it is time to seek the Lord for deliverance from all of our fears. It is time to seek the Lord for deliverance from all of our fears. Psalm 34, verse 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I believe that's the answer we've been looking for. We must acknowledge the truth about our sin and repent that we may be delivered from the snare and trap of the devil. Saints, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We must resist the devils of fear and walk in the faith of God. Jesus still says to each of us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Do not allow your heart to be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He's saying to us saints to be at peace. Amen? Amen. I'm glad that you had an opportunity to hear from God tonight. He has more to say. And I pray that you take his words to heart. and act on them, because it's crucial in the world in which we live for us to obey him for survival's sake. If we don't, we may not make it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Brother Bill, you got something to share with us?
I sure do, and I even have something about myself today. Just praise the Lord and thank you, Lord Jesus, for nerves of steel from the Lord Jesus. Today at my work, I had to open an electric panel, close it back up, and when I did, the thing blew up right in front of me. I felt no fear. I didn't jump. Nothing happened. I looked at the woman behind me and said, I'm so glad Jesus takes care of me. I pray every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for nerves of steel. And faith that is from listening to the word, faith comes by hearing. It's from getting deliverance here. It just all builds. And praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. I just praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you always protect me. And thank you, Lord, that every morning I put on your armor. I read Psalms 91 over myself. I go to work and I have no fear. I have my hands in hot electric panels all day long with no fear at all. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a wonderful praise report. I had some repentance after reading about the things Robert and other saints have cleaned out of the house, and the Lord had me listen to emergency house cleaning again. I got rid of shoes, pictures, demonic symbols, a bunch of other stuff, and you know what? Things are getting better. Praise you for that, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Daryl has a praise report. He says, praise the Lord. I had ideas, things missing in the mail for over a month, thinking that they'd been stolen. I received a delivery today. They were all my lost items. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for that. For him has a praise report. He did it again. I ate a chocolate chip cookie for the first time a couple weeks ago, and nothing happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for healing for him. Praise you, Lord. In cases, praise. I asked God this afternoon if he wanted us in a relationship with G&E, who we met a few years ago but fell away. 1 or 2 hours later, we saw G at the shopping center. I was able to share about MIC and the necessity of praying in tongues and deliverance in Jesus' name. We had the most coherent conversation about God we've ever had because I was binding and commanding spirits during it, sometimes out loud, and they obeyed in Jesus' name. Well, praise you, Lord, for that. Our saints are growing. And NK also says, praise through my dreams from last night, God has given me more deliverance and healing concerning friendships and who I am in him. He restores all things. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Just praise you for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. These are wonderful praise reports. And Gladys has a praise report. My cat got really sick after eating her food. I prayed over her and bound and cast those devils out and sent them to the feet of Jesus. 10 minutes later, she hurled up the food and was still not feeling well, and I prayed again and was listening to what the Holy Spirit said me to pray, paraphrasing, let her rest and sleep so she can get better. It gave me such faith to know that the Lord is concerned, even my pet, and that he heard my prayer and answered it right away and speaking to me so I wouldn't worry. But no, he has healed her. This is such a good and loving God. All the praises go to him. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Gladys says, my daughter read Dr. Pat Holliday's book, The Witch Doctor and the Man, and the Lord opened her eyes to the truth, and now she's understanding the reality of evil and how it works in our lives. and in our lives to destroy. She was also understanding the power of God to deliver and save. I believe she'll be starting to listen to MIC soon, and the Lord keeps working on her heart and drawing her. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Gina says, I posted a prayer request for a twisted ankle. To God be the glory. I pled the blood for the rest of the day. Slept and my foot propped up and soaked in hot water since the morning. I can walk without any pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, saints, for praying. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Robert has a testimony. When I was backslidden, I got really sick. I was bedridden. Couldn't really move. I asked God if I was going to die, and he he dropped into me, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Then he led me to random teachings on Blog Talk, and Pastor Sabrina and Brother Bill started praying randomly for someone who was in danger. Then God started ministering me through Pastor Sabrina's teachings and Dr. Pat, how she had also been bedridden near death. He had me saying the healing scriptures out loud every day. I kept getting better, but a sharp pain in my hip like a wound, and I went on the fast. In the middle of the fast, I felt it, a hot pop on my hip, and it went away. God's been very merciful to me and teaching me the power in the word and fasting. After Sunday's teaching, he really wanted me to share this, and he had me reading the Book of Songs out loud at night, and he started teaching me Dr. Pat's teachings on how to get rid of a bunch of idols, and he's always been bringing up. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Praise you, Lord. That's a wonderful testimony. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that testimony. Margaret says, praise the Lord. I have much less pain in my feet after Sunday service. Jesus, my healer. I realized that I was tying my special ankle stabilizing shoes way too tight, and they were squeezing me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. I found more demonic items in my house and got rid of them. Several purses, jewelry boxes, different things. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Saints, that is a connection to witchcraft. They will use that item to attack you. You've got to get rid of them. You've got to do the emergency house cleaning, as the other saints have done. There is a teaching on that in Blog Talk. Look for it and find it. And we just praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise you. God bless as a praise report. Truck repairs with God's help, favor, and blessing. Glory to God. Praise his holy name in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, for that. We thank you. You're always providing our needs. Dana says, praise God. My dad's homecoming service was today. I bless the Lord for his faithfulness, mercy, and peace that passes all understanding. The service was joyful, peaceful, and uplifting. I thank Dr. Sabrina and MIC for lifting me in my prayer, and the Lord for his word. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. Just hallelujah. In case this, praise God for restoring and restarting our relationship with my mom. She acknowledged that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. She prayed a lot to be back in touch with me and my family. Well, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Sharon says, Lord, twice in a week you kept me from wrecks. The first one stopped, apologized, and said, he didn't see me because my truck was camouflaged. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, every time you get in your car to drive, you have got to bind the accident spirit. We just give you praise, glory, and honor. These are wonderful praise reports. That's wonderful to hear about that homecoming for Dana's dad. That is awesome, Lord. Everything is working out, and it's all in your timing. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and help us all to build our faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, saints. Listen to the word. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
Amen. And saints, not just when you get in the car to drive, when you get in the car to ride with somebody, you got to pray. Yes, you do. You have to pray. Whether you're the one behind the wheel or not, it's important for you to take authority over what the devil has planned. He always has a plan and an agenda to get you out of the will of God. It's never going to be a time he doesn't have one. And you've got to use what you've been taught. Why? Because that's what God says to do to overcome the enemy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Those were some absolutely wonderful testimonies. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time we were up, Brother Bill posted that house cleaning, emergency house cleaning sermon, the link to it in the chat room. So if you'll go to MIC Radio chat and scroll up, I'm certain that you will find it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for this word tonight because it was very, very important. And we don't want to miss a single word that the Lord has to say to us. Why? Because one word from God can change our lives forever. And most of us are living proof of that very thing. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go to our guest call-ins. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Now, if you don't press the 1, I won't know that you want to talk to us. A lot of people say, I called in and I've been waiting and nobody ever got to me. Well, you see, when you press the 1, it's like putting your hand up. And then I know that you want to talk. And if time allows, we'll get to you. But if you don't, I won't know that. So that's very important. And I may not have said how important it was before, but I apologize and I'm telling you now, it's important. That 1 is important. So our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-5 and press 1. Amen. And press 1. And area code 415, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina.
Hello.
I'd like to thank you for all the wonderful prayers. I'm calling up about confessing. There's something that happened to me over 20 years ago, and I've confessed it to the Lord over and over again, and no doors have closed for me. It's still an attack from known people and unknown people and known people. So I'm asking, what am I supposed to do about that? I've prayed, I've fasted, I've cried, I've done.
Okay.
And it hasn't
stopped. The
Bible
says, if any man lacks wisdom, for him to ask God. And God will give the answer. And he won't get on your case because you don't already know the answer. He's liberal in this. He said, if you lack wisdom, to ask him. So my question to you The Holy Spirit is your helper. The Bible says so. In fact, there's a whole sermon I did on it somewhere in the... Brother Bill, if you could be so kind as to find that sermon and post the link in the MIC radio chat, I would appreciate it, sir. Thank you so very much. The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's here to help
yes.
you, and you need help in this matter. So have you asked him, Holy Spirit, what should I do now?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Wow. I've done everything else. Okay. Holy Spirit, what do I do? Tell me. Speak to my heart so that I'll understand what to do. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Father, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, we come before you in agreement with our sister and with in agreement with the word and the decisions of the Godhead concerning her life in Jesus' name. The Lord is saying to you, sister, he's heard your prayers, he's seen your tears, and he's working it out. But you have to be patient while he's working it out.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. From now on, I'm just going to say, Lord, you work it out. You're working it out. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you.
And you see, I'm feeling that especially when it involves other people, because God
yeah.
has to work on the people that are involved in the answer. And
okay.
if you think back in your life, sometimes God had to work a long time on you to get you to a certain place or a certain decision or something like that. And so if there are other people that are involved in the solution that God has for this situation, he's got to work on each one of them. So it's not going to be microwavable. You just have to be patient and keep praising the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Jesus is working it out. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Jesus. Hey. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I got a lot to look forward to. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
You do. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Do.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Amen. Amen. God is working it out. You know, all of us have to learn. It's a learning process with many learning curves. We have to learn to be patient and long-suffering. It's not the easiest thing on the flesh. It's hard on the flesh. It really is. But we have to come subject to the word of God, and we have to walk in the Spirit, and we have to allow God time to work situations out in our lives. That's right. Sometimes we have to wait. Area code 8136. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Greetings to everyone. This is Vanessa. Some of you may know me as my present help in times of trouble. Just want to thank you all for coming in agreement with me just now, because it's been very trying, but I'm fighting the good fight, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not backing up like Pastor always say. Not backing up, not vacillating. Going to keep fighting and, you know, just keep going. Anyway, I am calling because I just have a few things. I just want to first of all thank you, Pastor Sabrina, for your help on that COVID testing letter that you sent me the other day, because there's a lot of bullying going on at my job, and now they're trying to shove the other thing, the monoclonal antibody thing, that which is still made in a lab, so I'm not doing that either. So it's almost like everybody who said they weren't going to do it, they're doing it, so now everybody's like jumping all over me, but I don't walk in fear, and I'm as bold as daylight in Jesus. I don't worry about that. I am just calling, too, also because my mom apparently it seems like she's had a stroke because now she's using only her left side. So I'm taking it that the right side of her brain, what should I say, the left side of her brain is damaged because I think the left side controls the right side. So she uses mainly her left side, and she's, like, barely walking, not talking properly, drooling at the mouth, and it seems like the doctor is there just dragging their feet. And every time I go there, they're more interested in giving me a vaccine than anything else. And I'm, like, really tired. And because I don't sleep, it's like I'm dealing with a two-year-old. I can't leave her because she either in the bathroom doing something, moving stuff, trying to walk out the door. And I'm still working on long-term care, still working on it. So that's where we are. And I'm just asking for some prayer just for my sanity. And it's just like just now, I had to, it's almost like she talks to herself and she's seeing stuff and it's kind of like a hallucination. And it's a whole bunch of stuff like pertaining to insanity. And I bind it, of course, but it's never, you know, you can always, you know, ask for help. It's never too much. And like you say, I don't try to walk in pride. So, and if I am, I repent in the name of Jesus Christ right now. And I'm just asking for some prayer. That's all. For all of that stuff.
Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister and her mother, Mother Irene, and their situation and her health and the health of both of them. The attack of the enemy, we lift it all before your throne right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We think, Lord, the word says that you desire for us to be in health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. And, Lord, we know that as we age, the physical body begins to weaken. And it has various problems due to weakness. But, Lord, we lift the body up to you because the Bible says that it's your body. You own it, Jesus. You died for it. You redeemed it. It's yours. It's yours, Lord. It's your personal possession. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that you quicken even our mortal flesh. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for making alive mortal flesh in this situation in Jesus' name. We ask you to release your healing virtues, Lord, not only to Mother Irene, but to our sisters, who's becoming weary in well-doing. We take authority, dominion, and power over weariness, over weakness in the journey, over the hardness of the task in Jesus' holy name. And we ask you, Father, for more grace for both of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you for more grace in Jesus' name. The Bible says you give us more and more grace, Father. The Bible says when our ways please you, you're able even to make our enemies to be at peace with us, Father. We need our enemies at work to be at peace with her. We need our enemies in the family to be at peace with her, Lord. And we release the peace of God in this situation in Jesus' name. We need, Lord, the medical community to obey your will. You are the Lord our God who ruleth. You are our ruler. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing them subject to your will in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to extend your care to mother and daughter in Jesus' name and to open up the way. Hallelujah. Through favor and grace and the faith of God, the power of God, for your solution to come forth in the name of Jesus. We tear down the strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. We tear down the old strongholds. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we tear down and destroy the old strongholds, and we place them under the feet of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to lift the burden You, Lord, are my prayer. Lift the burden, Lord. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We extol you. We give you glories, honors, and praises. There's none like you in all the earth. Hey, hallelujah to the God of peace, whose peace passes all understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Glorify you. Your name, hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise, Father. Amen. God bless you, sister. We'll pray.
God bless you, Pastor.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Saints, let's keep our sister in prayer. And all of the persons that have become bereaved during this season. Remember, we have several persons that have lost family members or someone close to them. And we are holding those persons before the Lord. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Holy Spirit, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Area code 3367, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? You have to speak up so we can hear you. Oops. Area code 3367. All right, they must have stepped away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 4436. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, good evening, Pastor Sabrina. I'm calling first. I wanted to tell you that I'm very grateful, and I thank the Lord for the ministry, and I'm very thankful for you, Pastor Sabrina. I wanted to say that first. And I'm also calling because for prayer. Prayer concerning my son and prayer of agreement. I just asked the Lord just this week to allow me to withdraw him soon from school, from the entire school system. He's back in school again after not being in school for over a year during the COVID time. And now I'm noticing now where there's a lot of things going on that I'm not in agreement. His teacher is a big Harry Potter fanatic. She's constantly reading Harry Potter to the class. Then the school allows another teacher to incorporate mindfulness meditation in her sessions. And she's using something called, it's a singing bowl. And it's something where in the beginning of the session, she rings the bowl. She hits the bowl and it rings and it's like a humming, almost like a om. Because I know you spoke of in the past a spirit called om. So she
mm-hmm.
does that and she has the kids close their eyes, and they're listening to this sound. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of very strange witchcrafty things going on in his school. And because the Lord has blessed me to, you know, be involved in this ministry, I'm more aware, and that's why, you know, I thank the Lord for that. I'm more aware now than I ever was. And so I asked the Lord to just, you know, allow me to withdraw him completely from the school system. I would like to homeschool him. So I'm calling for prayer of agreement with that. And also calling for prayer concerning a position that it's been a challenge for me to get an approval for. I've applied for it twice. I've been denied twice. and I'm about to apply again for the third time, submitting my application actually before the weekend is out. So I'm calling for prayer about that, praying that the Lord will bless me to finally get an acceptance letter. It's a challenging position to get in. There's a lot of competition, but you know, it makes really good money. So I really, because I just left my job earlier this month, so I'm praying that I get an acceptance letter. So I'm calling for prayer about that. And then lastly, the job that I just left, I was surrounded by witchcraft, witches, and despite the fact that I'm physically gone from the job, I'm still being warred against, and I'm still having dreams and being attacked in my dreams by the people there. I had a dream just last night where I was talking to one of the main witches. I was talking to her, and in the dream while I was talking to her, I was telling her about some really successful business endeavors that I'm involved in. So while I was telling her about it, she listened, and I told her I was doing really well. And then I also told her that, you know, they pay me late, but I'm doing well. And I was almost bragging about how well I was doing. And she, you know, she listened intently. And then it shifted from me telling her, and then she goes, And then it shifted from that dream to me walking across a road, two-lane road where one lane was going one way and the other going the opposite way. And then there was a big median, a grassy median to separate the two roads. And I was going to cross the road and I stepped onto the grassy median. And as I was walking across the grassy median, I fell into a ditch, like a pit. And when I fell into the pit, I fell up to my waist, and then I struggled to get out of the pit, and then there were some people just a few feet away from me arguing about an accident that they had just gotten into, and they didn't pay me any mind. They didn't even notice that I was struggling to get out of a pit, and as I was struggling, I kept sinking deeper into the pit up to my chest, and then there was some, like, bugs or something down in the pit. And then I woke up out of the dream and immediately started to pray. And I asked the Lord what that was about. And he put it immediately on my spirit that she's setting a snare or a trap for my finances. So I'm praying, calling for prayer about those three things.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your word is truth, and your word has gone before us. Lord, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. You never said that the weapons wouldn't be formed, but you did tell us that they would not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it's our heritage as your children to condemn it. So, Father, this is a witch. The word says, suffer not a witch to live. The word says, they come at us one way, they flee seven ways. The word says that the wickedness of the wicked goes back on their own head. The word says that, let me pull up the scripture so I'll say it right. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. The word says that seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Lord, that woman has been troubled for a long time, and she persecutes your people, not just our sister, but your people. And people that you've placed there to do what you want them to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the works of this witch and all her adepts in Jesus' name. And we place them into the hands of God the Holy Spirit. We call out to the righteous judge, and we ask him for a righteous judgment based on the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. When people would say, oh, the Lord, be merciful, you can't help but be merciful. You are mercy. You are love, and you love judgment. So, Father, we thank you. The sowing and reaping is still here. So we thank you, Father. If her soul can be saved, then save it. But if not, the word has spoken. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All the wicked works that have been done must be reaped. And we thank you for what you will do in this matter, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we ask you to release your prosperity upon our sister. The Bible says that you desire for us to be in health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. We take authority, dominion, and power over every hindrance to her prosperity in Jesus' name. We come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead concerning not only her finances, that's what that problem is. Sister, you have to get rid of every single iota of fear where your finances are concerned.
Okay.
Every strain. Father, where the school situation is concerned, we take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of occult and witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them and chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the occultists and the works of the witchcraft workers in Jesus' name. Hey, we bind every sacrifice that has been involved in this in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we place this matter in your hands. We hand it to you, Holy Spirit. We cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. We ask you to open up the avenue for your answer to come forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. This child is not the only child that needs to be rescued, Lord. They all need to be rescued. And we ask the Lord our God, our deliverer, to rescue them. We ask you to step in from the heavenly realm, Lord, into the natural world and rescue all of these children from all of this wickedness that the school system is perpetrating in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to judge the actions and the spirit in every administrator all the way down to the teachers in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit. We place the government of these situations that have been brought before us tonight on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that our lot is falling in pleasant places. Our sister's lot will fall in pleasant places. We ask you to release your faith, favor, and grace into her life and into the life of her son and the other children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you for the change in venue. Lord, a teacher is a place of responsibility. It's a position of responsibility. And those who do not execute their job according to your wisdom and your will can be removed. We thank you for the removal of those who will not obey you in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. The Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved, saith the word of God. Father, I thank you for fixing our sister and her child the way you want them to be, and ordering these events according to your will, your plan, and your purpose in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Area code 240. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Dr. Sabrina.
Good evening.
Hi. How are you? Good. You?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm good. I just wanted to say, actually, what that lady just said. I had a dream one time. It was very short. And there was some release. Actually, they were particularly women, and they had some attaché cases. They were doctors, they were teachers, they were very prestigious, and they were being released from that heaven, the kingdom of darkness. So when they would land to come and get jobs, they would look just like, you know, proper people, you know, with education, but they were demons. So that just reminded me of that. And I wanted to ask the Lord to forgive me. But I did pray when I got that dream. So actually, that's not what I wanted to say today. I wanted to say the Lord has been blessing me very much. I'm fighting a lot. You know, little things come upon me, infirmities and, you know, sicknesses and all that. But I do have things that are, a few things that God wanted me to share with you guys today, if that's okay. Their testimonies. About 3 weeks ago, I went to a store, and the Lord had me to carry some of the trucks. And so when I go into the store to get something, you know, that I need, and this one was a hardware store, and he would say, talk to this person. The first person I talked to and I asked them, it would be a question that, you know, God put in me. And they would deny me and say, no, I'm not interested. You know, like, I don't want to know about Jesus. I say, okay, thank you. And they would leave. And then the Lord would be like, go try that one. And then he would be helping me to get something that I need. And then right away, he would accept the Lord right there. And the Lord would be like, that's the one I meant for you to come here for, you know. And then also there would be like another one too. So one, that was one. And a second one was also I would be going to a grocery store, a particular grocery store that I like going to. And usually I would park like on this other side. That was like my favorite place, always had a shade. And sometimes I would sit there and, you know, talk to people, you know, abroad, you know, back home in Africa, and I would talk to them. And this day, it was all packed. And I said, Lord, how come my parking is all gone? Even some other places, the Lord said, I don't want you to park there today. I want you to park this way. And you mentioned that tonight, you know, about being able to hear what God wanted to, you know, to do. And usually I don't argue when he says that. So I just know that was the Lord. It would be like, oh, I didn't even hear the small voice. And so I'll go to the store. And then I got my groceries, and then I was coming back, you know, pushing my cart. And I don't know how to say this in proper English, but it's kind of very strange the way I came, and I made a U-turn so I can go on the, I usually drive a van, and I would go on this other side, and I had, you know, and when I looked, it was a car that was coming from the north. I was on this other side, so there would be like two spaces in between. If I had made it on that side, the woman would have killed me. But the car was stopped like an island on the other side. She was going to cross on this side instead of turning, reversing. She was coming in front to pass over that island. It looked like an island. And the car was stopped into two places. She couldn't move. She couldn't back off. She couldn't go in front. So the Lord said, leave your cart and go talk to her. I said, what? And so I went and said, hey, how are you? You okay? And she was like, I'm okay. I said, well, thank God that he protected you. And she was still trying to move, and she was burning the tires. Anyway, to make the story short, when she came out, I said, lady, stop trying to get out. You're going to wear your car out. Why don't you get out and get some help? Well, I gotta go. And the Lord kept saying, I want you to talk to her. So I talked to her, and I said, by the way, while you're trying to figure out what to do, are you a Christian? And she said, I used to be a Christian. I said, do you know the Lord had this day that I'm here to tell you about him? And she goes, yeah, I used to go to church before. And I looked at her. There was such a strange atmosphere. And it was like very uncomfortable for me. So I was looking at her, and she was all dressed up in black, and she had all these things all over her, you know, earrings and bracelets, and I know those are very witchy to me. And Dr. Sabrina, can you hear me?
Yes, I do. I hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. It's so quiet. Okay. So anyway, so I brought her to the Lord. I said, Jesus wants you to come back to him. You have forsaken him. And he said, oh, my goodness, really? And she was still trying to get away from me. She's like trying to run away from me. And I'm standing there being steadfast, and I was telling her, the Lord wants you back. Do you want us to pray? She said, I got to go to work. I got to go. I said, well, you can't leave right now, can't you? I said, let's just pray. You want to pray and come back to him? He said, okay. And so I led her back to the Lord. And then after that, I said, you see that guy there? Let's ask him if he can help you. And the guy came and helped her, I'm sorry, and she drove off, and that was my assignment. So today, I also, I knew when this morning I was going to go into the car, there was something about my car not starting very well, so I was concerned. So I asked the Lord, I said, when I got into my car, I said, Lord, should I go to the, in the neighborhood where I usually go, there's a guy there who fixes my car. And the Lord said, yeah, you can do that, but I'd rather you went somewhere else. And you wanted to go return something. I had something in the car that I wanted to return. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll go there. And then after that, I'll come back and go to my automobile right in the neighborhood. And the Lord, and so I got into the car, and I started the car. It didn't start very well. I said, you know, Lord, I should have gone there. But anyway, I'll just go return the car and then come back. Return whatever I'm returning and come back. So I went there, and it was driving funny, but I got there. I packed. I took out whatever I wanted to return. And so one guy came from the store, and he was helping me. And he said, how's your day going? It's like I didn't hear him. And then he goes again. He said, ma'am, how's your day going? I said, oh, sir, it's going very well. How about yours? You know, and I had the trucks. I always carry the trucks in with me, the gospel trucks in the car or in my bag. So I said, I thought that's the one that God wanted me to minister to today. Anyway, I was going to, you know, do that. But then he went and took the stuff for me. And then I came, I said, I'm going to, you know, drive the car to the parking lot, and then I'll come back. And so when I went back into the car wouldn't start. It stopped right there. It wouldn't start at all. Then here comes the same guy. And he said, there's a little store with the, you know, they do some little services for people with cars and problems like that. So he said, I'm going to go there and, you know, get the guy. I didn't even ask him. And get the guy and then, you know, we'll take care of that. So to make the story short again, so the guy finally comes to help me. He comes with the charger and we start talking. And then the Lord said, I want you to talk to him today. I want you to talk to him. I said, yes, sir. So finally I talked to the guy and I said, sir, thank you for what you're doing. So I got another battery, by the way, and he was putting it in for me. And then that moment, as he said, yeah, I used to go to church, you know, Baptist church, and people are so fake and they're so mean to me. They were so mean, so I just stopped going. And I said, well, God has never been mean. And God is not a God of any color. He has no smell. This is exactly what I was saying to him. He has no bad smell. He has no bad color because he made all of us and he loves you. And what makes you say that? And so as I was saying that, the Lord said, pull their trucks. And I had like 10 trucks with all different kind of titles. And I said, how would you like to pick up one of these? And the Lord, you know, is reminding me, you know, it's working. So I got to do it quickly. And he was very, very, very acceptable. And he said, I said, unforgiveness. I said, oh, unforgiveness. You have somebody you need to forgive? He said, I got a lot of people I need to forgive. I said, you know what, sir? That's the problem. If you do not forgive, we will never be able to, you know, to see the Lord. You know that, don't you? He said, I know that. It's so much to forgive. I said, but that's the main point. You forgive, and then you ask the Lord to come into your heart, and then he will do the rest. He said, would you do that? And he said, yes, I'll do that. So that was my testimony today. And then he fixed my car, and I was off. And it was a good price, too, and I was off today. So the Lord was telling me that the work has started now again for me to start evangelizing. And that's how I evangelize, by the way. But I need to ask you a question. How do I just tell somebody right away, or do I just continue listening to the Lord? You know, should you have anything that you want to add for me?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You're doing a very, very good job. What you should do is before you ever leave the house, you should spend some time praying in your prayer language.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Not only will it build you up on your most holy faith, but it will help tune you up so that you hear the Holy Spirit quickly. And you can hear him giving you phrases to speak to people to get their attention, and you'll pick up his mood. The more you do it, the easier it'll become. And you'll pick up the Holy Spirit's flow. And you'll be able to flow with him, because then you'll lose that self-conscious part where you think about what you're doing, you know, a lot. You'll lose that part, and you'll just move with him. All right?
Yes.
And that's
how
it comes.
Okay.
That's how it comes.
Great.
Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind intimidation in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're not going to try that. You're not going to make her feel like she's inadequate in any way. The Lord has trained her. He's filled her with his spirit and with his word. She's ready. Now you get out of the way in the name of Jesus. We bind every hindrance and every blockage in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for your overcoming power and grace. We thank you, Lord, for favor and for right circumstances so that she will speak to those that you are sending her to, and they will respond, and the Holy Spirit will take over. We thank you and we give you praise for the work of God being done in the field in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And everybody say amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Don't forget to put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and we'll all come in agreement. All right?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Amen. So, saints, you see, in everyday life, as you go along your way, the Lord will use you to bring people into the kingdom, to get backsliders back into the kingdom, if you will open yourself up and make yourself available to him. Say, Lord, I'm available to you. Amen? Amen. Brother Marshall, makes himself available. And he's going to lead us in some prayer tonight. I believe that the prayer request has already been, it will be if it wasn't, already placed in the global prayer war, in the MIC radio chat. So we ask the Lord, amen, to use us. We make ourselves available to the Lord. We say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Use me to bring someone, to encourage someone, to help them to find your way, Lord, to find the way. Use me, Lord. And he will. Amen. Amen. He will. He will use us. Amen. You've been sitting here all this time hearing all these scriptures and all this word. And, well, okay, now you have to do something with it at some point. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just lift up this sister that's 80 years old and fell today and shattered her arm. I remember when Pat Holiday did that one day, holding on to the refrigerator door. And you healed her. You healed her, Lord. So we take authority, dominion, and power over any spirit of death or injury or accident. And we wrap her body in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to release your healing virtue to her and to heal her. You quicken the mortal flesh. Heal her, Lord. We come in agreement and we thank you for it. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe Amen. Tonight the prayer there, let's see. There's one about the truth about the vaccine. There's one about a court of appeal about children, really, teenagers, deciding whether they're ready to do something controversial with their body. They're trying to decide that it's all right for them to take in medications to change their gender or the appearance of their gender. And that's what that's about, and you can read that. There's also a prayer request about Silicon Valley. Amen. 2 and 3 are actually the same prayer request about Silicon Valley and about what's going on there. And the Lord's going to step in because the government is in it too. The next prayer request is about customs and the border and false vaccination cards from China. Amen? So 5 and 6 are the same prayer request. And we thank you, Brother Marshall, for being so patient. Go right ahead.
That's no problem. I thank you for Brother Bill and Pastor Sabrina. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, and I thank you for washing us all in the water of the word. And I thank you for the sister's testimony about how you used her, Lord, and you're no respecter of persons. As we make ourselves available to you, Lord, please use us the way you want. Even today, with Sabrina was just talking just now about, you know, praying the Spirit, and I was praying in the Spirit earlier today, and the Lord said the scripture. I didn't know where it was, and then the Lord showed me where it was. It's in 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I don't know what that means in the intellect, but I think it's awesome. Father, you've heard at least the headlines of these different prayer requests. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name, requesting that you send the Holy Spirit, Father, and uncover what's really going on. Bring to the forefront the truth concerning what's going on about the so-called vaccine. This, some people call it a bioweapon. Some people call it a vaccine. Some people just call it an mRNA gene-changing sequence or whatever. Whatever it is, Lord, whatever the plans are behind it, Father God, and the spirits behind it, we bind each and every one. We bind you, Satan. We bind every ungodly spirit associated with ungodly fear, trying to force people to give this nonsense in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring to light what's really going on, even about the testing concerning it, Lord, and that what it's based on wasn't even, they never even isolated the so-called COVID virus. It's all based on just a regular flu or whatever, cold virus or whatever. Lord, we ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light. And you said in your word, Jesus speaking in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. We thank you for bringing it to light, Lord. Help, as you bring it to light, Lord, help people to adjust. And help them, Lord, not to get snagged with the spirit of grudges and carrying bitterness and anger against not just Fauci, but everyone else that's involved in this nonsense, Father God, even in the previous President Trump, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help people to respond the way you want and only the way you want. Help us to have a holy, he said, be angry and sin not. It's okay to be angry, but we can't carry grudges against people, Lord. So help us to know how to pray and what to do and inspire your people, people that call themselves Christians especially, not to carry grudges. That sister reminded us, Lord, in Jesus, because when this stuff comes to light, Father God, and we know you're going to bring it to light because everything's been hidden, it's coming out into the light, Father. When these things come out into the light, excuse me, Lord, every spirit coming against my voice, my throat, I bind each and every spirit, all spirits of post-nasal drip, whatever they're associated with, all spirits of, quote, taking anxious thought everywhere, we continually bound in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to deliver all the people, including all the children that are considering doing what they've been told by their school people or whatever it is, by the spirits they listen to on the Internet, Father God, oh, you can change your gender. Oh, that's a great thing to do. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit to bring a check to the people, Father God, the check in the people that you made. Shall the thing form say to him that made it? Why did you make me like this? You're the creator, Father God. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction and draw all the children and draw all the parents and draw all those in the judicial departments concerning the Court of Appeals to make the right decisions. We ask you to overturn this thing that was put through in the United Kingdom recently, Father God, in Jesus' name, that the children will not be allowed to make choices when they're not of age to make those choices, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention, and that the rights of the parents will be honored in every nation, not just the United Kingdom, but the United States and every nation, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine help and intervention, that more than two of us are on earth and we're in agreement. Jesus said, if two of you are on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father, which is in heaven. We're praying in the name of the Lord Jesus because of the blood of the covenant, Father, in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. And concerning this relationship, Father God, isn't it interesting since September 11th of 2001, when that spirit of fear brought in the so-called Patriot Act, which was it really patriotic, or was it an international plan to basically rip away the basis of the entire U.S. Constitution, where we used to have rights against illegal search and seizure and all the rest of it? Now people have to have people grope them if they try to go through the airport. Is that what you wanted, Father? I don't think so. Father God, we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, because we realize now, and I appreciate this thing here and this prayer request number three, and you can see it, Father. You've got perfectly great eyes, Father God, about all these contracts from people like Amazon and Google, et cetera, that have suddenly come up from little startups to being huge international conglomerates, Father God, that are controlling huge global behemoths, Father God, that are controlling much more than they should be, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention that you turn things around, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you bring everything to light, Father God, in Jesus' name, including what's going on with so-called Homeland Security, Father God. Is it really there for security? Is it there for ungodly control? Witchcraft is just ungodly control. So every spirit behind all these ungodly things, all spirit of ungodly control, every witchcraft curse coming against all of us and each member of the body of Christ, wherever they are, whatever nation they're in, particularly in the United States of America, returned at least some bolt on the heads of spirits of sin. Do those spirits intend to do to us, even as it is written in Psalm 79:12 and Proverbs 6:30 and 31, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. Thank you for hastening your word to perform it, Father, and giving your warning angels charge over each of us. We continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to all your saints, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your warring angels. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that have a holy, holy reverence of you, Lord, and continually delivering us. Continually delivering us, all Lord, from harm's way, that we don't have to be anxious or worried even when that circuit breaker panel blew up in front of Brother Bill. Thank you for giving them your absolute confidence, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you're with them always. And good riddance to every ungodly spirit coming against this temple of the Holy Spirit as well, in Jesus' name. God, I was starting to look at that. We ask for you to bring to light, Father God, what's going on concerning what's going on with U.S. Customs and Border, finding these fake COVID vaccination cards. Oh, they're going to use this as an excuse, aren't they, Father? That's what they did this for. They can say, oh, well, you see, they're just going to be printing out these counterfeit cards, so you can't use cards. No, we need to put something that's indelible on your body. You warned us about this, didn't you, Lord? You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Grant the body of Christ and all those who think they're Christians discernment, Father God, in all the choices that they make, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light in Jesus, in the way that you want, particularly to the body of Christ, the gift of discernment by your Spirit, Father. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit, Father. And you wouldn't give us the gift of discernment if we couldn't do something with it, Father, in Jesus' name. You wouldn't tell us, God, what's the book on the back of the day? To be able to walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping the body of Christ to make the right choices. And we ask you for your divine help and intervention concerning those in positions of authority, including U.S. Customs and Border and every other area, including those at the southern border and those making decisions about who comes into this country, with or without being vetted, with or without being tested for COVID, assuming that was a real test, assuming it was a real pandemic, which apparently is just whatever it is, Lord, we bind every spirit behind ungodly mind control coming through TV, coming through all the news media, coming through the doctors that have bowed the knees to just get money and not fulfill their oath to do no harm. Father, move on those doctors and the hospitals to do the right thing, Father. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father God, in Jesus' name, to do the right thing. Move on the people in the schools and the universities and the businesses to do the right thing, Father God, in Jesus' name, to not treat their not treat the students and not treat the employers and the employees and not treat all the people like they're just chattel or cattle, Father God, in Jesus' name, but to treat them like we're being taught in your word to love our neighbor as ourselves. Do we want people to order us around? Do we want people to tell us to defile these temples of the Holy Spirit? What? No, you're not. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost within you. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Father, we ask you to bring conviction, Father God. The Holy Ghost does a really good job of that, Father. You point that out in your word in John chapter 10. No, where is it, Lord? God, that's not Shen. That's John chapter 16. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I put that in the prayer request quite regularly. John chapter 16, verse 8, Jesus said, when he, the Comforter, has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is already judged. So, Father God, since he's already judged, and Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and put it up with that, and the heavens do rule, we ask that you rule and reign. The government's on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for ruling and reigning in this nation, Father God, and every nation. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. Call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. And we ask you to save and deliver all the children, all those in harm's way, all the employees that are being harassed. Oh, you need to get the job. Or you have to get the thing probed up to the base of your brain with some little Q-tip thing that came from China, perhaps. But who knows what's on that Q-tip. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that your divine help and intervention, Father God, and we ask you to deliver all your body of Christ from the spirit of ungodly fear, in Jesus' name. And we thank you the government is on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, that's the name of Jesus, the name above all names, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, Jesus, thank you for making peace by the blood of your cross. And I thank you, Lord, for quickening me by your Spirit, Father God. We thank you that will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. Help me, Lord, not to get distracted. Help us all, Lord, not to get distracted. We feel like we need to keep informed, but we don't want to live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We want to live by you, King Jesus, and not by any other source in Jesus. And you're our fountain. You're the fountain of life. You really, really are. So help us all to hunger and thirst for you and more righteousness and all that you have for each of us, Lord. And there was a scripture I read yesterday that just really hit me. And this is something we have to do. So help me and all of us, Lord, and every member of the body of Christ to choose to do what you tell us to. You said in Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We get to choose to let the peace of God to rule in our hearts. And let, in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Because you inhabit the praises of your people. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to show us how to allow, to let the peace of God, Jesus, he is the Prince of Peace, to rule in our hearts and to be thankful, to be appreciative for this time. You brought us here for such a time as this. Did Esther feel like, oh, this is great. I get to stand up for my people when she got to pray. So when we're facing this little opportunity to fast coming up, Lord, help us to take that time to listen to you, Lord, as we've been admonished by Pastor Sabrina, to listen to you. And as Brother Bill always says, cut down on all the electronic stuff and listen to you and do what you tell us to do to truly walk in the Spirit more perfectly than we have before. Because I'm a work in progress, Father. Help us all to be changed from glory to glory as we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. We ask you to help, your all your help and intervention for all these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name, including with what's going on with the fake COVID, with the fake whatever they are, vaccine cards, and all the stuff that's being forced on all the people around the nation, not just in the United States, but especially in Australia. Deliver all the people, Father God, from this horrendous, ungodly control. And you said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered, and we thank you for doing so. And we're all in agreement because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, and all the saints say amen and amen in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your mercies that are new this day and every day. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. I thank you for Psalm 103, Psalm 121, Psalm 91, Psalm 27. Hide all of your children in the secret place. Help us to hear and do what you want. Be where you want, doing what you want, moment by moment. And I thank you for helping us all, Lord, to hear you more clearly. Even as a sister who called in with her wonderful testimony, thank you for helping all of your children to hear you and be where you want, doing what you want, even when things may not look perfect for us. In Jesus' name, we thank you for reaching out to those in need. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.